I hope y'all are. Hey, once again it's on. Yo, this is what we do, man. This is how we have fun, man. We have a lot of fun doing a lot of talking. A lot of talking. This episode, let me say this right here. I mean, I know y'all read the title, but still, you know what I'm saying? To let y'all know, this isn't a history per se thing. This ain't a Black History Moment joint. This is a hip hop retrospect thing right here. You know what I'm saying? This is that. You know what I'm saying? Because hip hop has went a lot of places, and there was a weird shiny suit era for hip hop. There was a weird, really weird, it's all about the club, and everybody wasn't for it, and I was one of them people. And what happened is, on my Wednesday night show, I play classics on my Wednesday night. I don't say old school. I play classics. You know what I'm saying? And I was like, yo, let me go out here and play a lot of the URL MTV pop top 40 joints around the late 90s and that early 2000s. And salute those artists. Because it's one of those things we forget about. You know what I'm saying? Like with the Ja Rule and Fat Joe verses, you realize, like, yo, Ja Rule had a whole straight lock on radio for a hot minute. Like, you couldn't go anywhere without hearing a Ja Rule song. You know what I'm saying? Ja Rule was really big. There was a generation that is like, yo, I grew up off of Ja Rule music. You know what I mean? I grew up off of Nelly music. And you gotta respect that sometimes, man. It's real. So, yo, I was like, yo, let's do this right here on a hip-hop level and keep it popping. Like, if you didn't understand what hip-hop was before that time frame, you could never understand the argument. If you really, like, I don't even think, like, hip-hop has changed so much since 98 that you, it's like, yo, if you weren't really into hip-hop before 98, you would not understand this. You know what I'm saying? You would not get it at all. Like, to even go, yeah, I get it. Nah, you literally had to live it to get it. It's, you know what I mean? It's like when you hear dudes, these young boys and these young chicks talk that LeBron and Steph Curry, you know what I'm saying? And you realize, like, yo, y'all didn't really get to see Kobe and Iverson and Tracy McGrady on the come up and Kevin Garnett on the come up. Y'all didn't get to see, like, Dirk on the come up. Y'all didn't get to see these dudes become the iconic dudes they are. You know what I'm saying? You didn't get to see Duncan on the come up. And I ain't even getting into all that Jordan stuff. I ain't even getting into the Jordan era. I'm just saying the era that came before LeBron. Ain't he, like, the people who be talking that LeBron's the greatest, they ain't even get to really, they, by the time when they got into it, they was already there. So it's like, yo, well, they was leaving. You know what I'm saying? Because every LeBron's little fan base is so, you know what I mean? But that was just one of them joints. So if you didn't get hip-hop, if you weren't really rocking with hip-hop completely, or even at least 60%, you know what I'm saying? Before 98, you'll never understand the real argument. You know what I mean? Like, but you still gotta salute all those artists, all pop, all artists that go out here and they just get real popcorny and they make their money and they, you know, you gotta like them, man. If they garbage, but they got that thing about them, you gotta salute them. I'm doing a lot of talking, basically because I'm trying to sell you on something that you've already tuned in to listen to. It's crazy, right? I know. Guess what you're not gonna hear me say? Do some research. You kind of could, though, right? You can just, you know, if you know about these artists that I mentioned in this clip, in this little excerpt or whatever, salute to yourselves too. Sometimes you gotta think of them artists as door openers. You know what I'm saying? Bow Wow was a door opener. Criss Cross was a door opener. You know what I'm saying? Like, Gangsta Rap was a door opener. Wu-Tang's a door opener. Like, the thing that gets you into the, like, yo, I like this. And then you start exploring. Because you always hear kids who like, when hip-hop first just started in their, like, area, because of the deal that Bill Clinton signed, and the two major radio stations took over half of America. You know what I'm saying? Do your research on that. See how I slid that in? Yeah. Anyway, but what I'm saying is, for people who was like, yo, that's hip-hop, and then they just start buying any album, any artist that was out, there's a whole lot of people who do that too. Door openers. Then you start to go, that's garbage. This is kind of hot. So, yeah, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, crisscross, jump. Might have got you in the door, and then you start going by third out, by second album, you're like, I'm not really feeling crisscross, but that Snoop is hot. Whatever this is, that's where I'm at. That Wu-Tang hot. Yeah, everything's a door opener, man. So, this is that episode. Talking about a lot of hip-hop. A crazy time frame. And I'm not being disrespectful to anybody, so I don't think anybody's going to come at my head crazy. If this ain't your thing, cool. Sometimes I gotta, it's not always going to be like historical whatevers. This is just something else. I will holler at y'all later, man. Happy New Year. Enjoy yourselves. Peace, love. And oh, I was really about to go Don Cornelius Soul Train on it. And be like, and hopefully you're at home going, soul. Yeah, like, could you imagine you listening to this at your job, at your desk, and you go, soul. And the person beside you like, did you buy something? No, I meant like Soul Train. Okay, all right. Whatever. Enjoy, man. Let's do it.
He gave us a place to go. A place called The Oasis.
Yes. Word up. Hey, this is what we do. This is how we do Wednesday. Let's go. Classics. Hey, I set it off with, oh man, Nelly. Matter of fact, let me take this right here. Y'all know there's a few of these people, these artists. I don't even really play like that. You know what I'm saying? Y'all know how there's some artists out here I don't really be rocking with like that. Nelly's one of them. Mace is one of them. Diddy, one of them. I rock with the Hot Boys. Juvie. I thought Juvenile was always dope. You know what I'm saying? Bone Crusher got the heat. It's some other, you know what I'm saying? That little window. Even Ja Rule you know what I mean? But I did this for a reason, man. Because, like, it hit me a while back. Yo, there's no rock music. You know what I'm saying? Because, like, we got the serious, so every once in a while, you know what I'm saying, when we can't get the legal crime, we just throw on the serious. And it's like, yo, and I don't know if that's, I don't even know if you're supposed to be saying something like that. My bad. But, yo, I'm like, yo, and it's a rock station that stops. It says 90s and 2000s, and that's it. Everything else is, like, old school. It stops in the 2000s. That's crazy, man. Like, yo, rock is dead. Like, the last major rock moment was Green Day with the American Idiot getting the Grammy joints, White Stripes, all that, the whole joint, that, you know what I'm saying, Daughtry and all that. That was it, man. Yo, it's 2022. Woof. You know what I'm saying? But here's the crazy part about that. They rock dudes was doing the same thing hip hop dudes was doing, especially because MTV was controlling what would and wouldn't be hot. Rock dudes was on, like, as a hip-hop head, I love kicking that, let's keep it real. Rock dudes was keeping it real. You know what I'm saying? Linkin Park, Limp Bizkit, like all that. Like, rock dudes was like, don't even call that rock. Call that rap. Put that part of them. It might not be hip-hop, but make that part of that rap world. That can't be rock. And it was like straight amputating that from the game as a body of work of rock. You know what I'm saying? That was all that was rocking, though. The Corn and all that. Rock just disappeared. From pop culture, from the soundscape of joints, you know what I'm saying? Like, yo, you don't even hear rock. You're Foo Fighters. You don't hear these. Like, what's the newest joints? You know what I'm saying? That's all I'm saying. Like, yo, that's what I mean. You know what I'm saying? Crazy,
crazy. And hip hop side, we was out here, when I keep it real. You know what I'm saying? Keep it real, son. Yo, forget all them track masters and Puff Daddy beats, trying to be all radio friendly and club popping. You know what I'm saying? But yo, that stuff is what stayed in the mix. You know what I'm saying? That stuff stayed in the mix, and look at us now. We still, we the number one joint. You know what I'm saying? Hip hop's the number one joint. And I hate most of the artists that I just played. I keep it real. You know me. I keep it real. You know what I'm saying? Like, I remember if you said Diddy, you was on some Diddy stuff, that wasn't a compliment. That meant your music was watered down. The substance was gone. You know what I mean? Yo, Nelly. Hated Nelly. That first joint, I'm going down, down. Yeah, get out of here with that nursery rhyme stuff, man. Come on, what? But here's the crazy part. I salute Nelly. Like, I, by like 2007, 8, it hit me. Like, yo, Nelly had no real co-sign back then. It was no, he won't down with no crew. You know what I'm saying? It was just some dude who got signed by Universal, had his crew, and they took the game over for about a good 5-6 years. You know what I'm saying? 98 to 2000 or something. Like, I'm gonna say 4. You know what I'm saying? They locked it down. You know what I'm saying? Came front. Nelly joint was so crazy that if you had Nelly featured on a record, your music sound had a Nelly sounding beat. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's how crazy he was doing it. And again, I'm not a fan, but I got a salute. Like, he was out here on something else. Like, he had no, you know what I'm saying? There was no major features. His singles on his first album was just him and his crew. There was no co-sign like that. Gotta salute that man, you know what I'm saying? I ain't gotta like his music, but I salute. That's something that you can't say for a lot of artists back in the day. Nori had Trackmasters, and he was down with Nas and The Firm and all that. You know what I'm saying? Cannabis had Wyclef. Pun had Fat Joe. You know what I'm saying? He was signed to Loud. That's a whole major, you know what I mean? Like, we can keep going and going. It's, you know what I'm saying? Luda was on Def Jam, one of the first artists for Def Jam. So Eminem had Dre. You know what I'm saying? Nelly had The Lunatics. Who's them dudes? You know what I'm saying? Gotta respect that, man. You gotta respect that. And that's all I was trying to do real quick, man. Salute to these artists that kept hip-hop relevant till the next wave came through and took it to another. Like, even if I hate, I can't stand Soulja Boy music. But salute to Soulja Boy, because he kept the culture relevant. You know what I'm saying? Like, at the end of the day, no matter how you hate me, because a lot of times what happens is, and you talk to a lot of younger artists, not younger artists, but younger listeners, and they'll tell you, like, yo, the Migos ain't really popping like they was back in the day. That was because y'all was young, and that was cool and fresh. Then you get older, and you realize, these dudes ain't saying nothing. And it, you know what I mean? You realize, yo, outside of the cool ad-libs, these dudes is very, yeah, you know what I mean? No disrespect to the Migos, because they too, game changers. I'm just saying, as you grow up, you start to really be like, yo, I need some substance. And but them dudes and them females out there, they kept the game open for us to continue on as a culture and become super global. You know what I'm saying? So salute to the Diddy's, the Ja Rules, the Maces, you know what I'm saying? The Missy Elliott's, the Timberlands, the Swiss Beats. I'm basically saying a bunch of artists I personally didn't really rock with like that. You know what I'm saying? I'm just, you know, just keeping it 100. What was the, my neck, my back, yo, her, salute to her, you know what I'm saying? Like, yo, all them chicks, all that right there, like, all that, yo, you know what I'm saying? Just that corny popcorn music, I love that. I'm thanking y'all, because we still here. We could definitely be somewhere with rock, or we could be somewhere with jazz. Hip-hop is on a whole nother level. Country artists are trying to do hip-hop. Y'all hear that joint, man. Y'all see that joint on your TikToks. Yo. Now, that's enough of me on my little soapbox. I just wanted to show love to that other side of hip-hop that I really don't rock with. But I gotta salute. Salute. Get at me, by the way. Black Season. Just Google me. I done enough talking. This is Live at the Oasis. Legal Crime Radio. You know what I'm saying? And this is just a cool beat to rap to, you know what I'm saying? Balance, you know what I'm saying? That's the name of this beat right here. my mic is so offbeat that like what I'm saying, and by the time it comes through, I'm a tad bit late, so I can't even spit my bars to this joint. My joint will be all offbeat, but it's dope. Just trust me when I tell you. Let's get back to the music though. 1, 2, let's go. Hey, that's my time. You know how we do, man. This is what we do. Word up. Hey, word. This is what we hit down like, and it don't stop, and it don't quit, and you don't stop, and it don't stop, and it don't quit, and you don't stop. Live at the Oasis, Legal Crime Radio. You know how we do, man. Word up. Hey, before I go, you know how I gotta say it. Word up. So let's do it like this. They say you only live once. That's a lie. You only die once. So anytime that your God allows you to wake up, go out here and continue your journey, go out here to the world and present the best version of you. This joint so sped up. I gotta figure some stuff out. Still new equipment though. Y'all be safe, man. Peace.
This is a Soul of Art presentation.